And welcome to each and every one of you. Blessings of the Guru, love the lineage. As you all know, Swami Veda's presence is remaining here. And I hope you feel that in your meditations. Though the mind is fickle, so much to think about, and even more to worry about. Yet, each time you meditate, there's the sense of swaha, letting go. For at that last breath, that'll be that eternal reminder. So be sure to catch it. Catch it every day now in your meditation. Catch it every day, that moment before you fall asleep. Letting go, letting go. Yet there's a consciousness that remains to operate your body and to enjoy. For what else is deep sleep other than joy? Welcome. Let me simply share, as I had shared just last month at our Mahasamadhi celebrated in India, as we gathered many, many from around the country, as well as our guests from overseas. And I shared with them, we have gathered on this anniversary of our beloved Swami Veda's Samadhi, that we are not here to adore a physical body or personality. We are here to be present, to embrace a subtlety of his example, to embrace the beauty of his teaching, and faith in his mandate. Share with the world the pure form of meditation and initiate into that only. We gather to give witness that our relationship with the yoga meditation tradition, a living lineage, should be absolutely pure and selfless, and carry the Guru Shakti of self-transformation and spiritual awakening. This finds its expression in performing our daily duties selflessly and with respect and gratitude. As our beloved Swamiji reminded us, let each person feel loved. We gather simply to acknowledge that goal of life, that purpose for living, that aspiration that we wake up to, live skillfully throughout the day applying those principles. And then at the end of the day, a short reflection, acknowledging our mistakes, no doubt, accepting our failures, hopefully, and then asking for grace of forgiveness. And no doubt through that acceptance of our own misgivings, being truthful to ourselves, sincere in our own hearts, we are forgiven. Yet are we maintaining the strength of that repentance in the sense that Swami Veda and Swami Rama have said, just don't repeat the same mistake, simply. True repentance. a sense of a change, a sense of an inner strength that allows for change and self-transformation. Not that we're ready to sit under the tree for 40 days and 40 nights until the true enlightenment, but that we make these small little changes in life, acknowledge and understand these subtle transitions in our relationships, in our ways of acting and reacting, and mostly in our emotions. Are they coming from a more pure source? Are they manifesting in a more beneficial way for others, as well as a truthful recognition? And thus our actions are following such pure emotions. And those solicit the reactions of others that will be ones of appreciation, ones also of a mutual gratitude and sincerity, and truthfulness. So it begins with each and every one of us in expressing that, and in that way coming back again to us as our own fruits of karma. Some of you attended Dale Beagle's course recently on karma, so no doubt you heard the intricacies of not only a philosophy, but of a life that is the philosophy of our day-to-day actions and reactions. And no doubt with what you've heard, you made some resolution. There was some insight that you applied. Yes, if I can only make this little change. And you've marked that for some reflective time. Am I making progress? Am I able to have the inner strength to make such a transition in my own behavior and in my own emotions? So these small little steps create the path and the journey. So the journey is not a long one. To say it is multiple lifetimes, to say it is yuga after yuga of ignorance, is not to acknowledge the true beauty of your infinite nature. And to recognize that infinite love that is also your birthright to share in some small way, or to share in a grand way, as we've had examples in our own lives of those persons able to love unconditionally with the most purest of heart. So we make our own, slowly make our own steps of life with such an aspiration.